Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Joining us right now on The Fan in New York is CP the Fanchise. You know him from Knicks Fan TV. What's up, my guy? You there?
My guy, Keith. Always good to be on with you, man. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Before we get into Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns and Mike Brown, I was thinking, you know, having you on, there's a lot of young people that reach out to me and they want advice about careers and how to get into the industry and what to do. And what I'm telling a lot of them now is build your own brand, yeah. Build your own channel, build your own IP, your own identity. And for all the young guys out there listening right now, I'd like you to go back in time, tell them what you were doing before you started Knicks Fan TV. Tell them about maybe some of the early struggles, and obviously the team was struggling, and tell them where you are now today, because, I mean, you got a whole army. You got a whole machine, and this is something that is never going away. As long as the Knicks are in business, you're going to be in business with Knicks Fan TV.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? One thing I appreciate about you is that I like how you share your gems on social media as well, and your storytelling and your tips and guidance. I always watch that at admire that about you. You know, right now I'm in my ninth year in this journey in starting Knicks Fan TV, and about 3 years now full time. But prior to that, I was working as a VP at Cantor Fitzgerald, actually, the investment bank down by the seaport, while doing Knicks Fan TV on the side. But just as an FAM baby, you know, sports radio and sports talk was always a passion of mine. And so for the younger generation, you know, we're in a new time, a revolutionary time now, where starting with your own brand is the pathway to, you know, many doors. And it could be at FAN, it could be as an independent content creator. You know, just a few years back, there were a lot of people vying for very few spots at just a couple of networks, and now, you know, the barriers of entry are pretty much eradicated. And so, you know, for anybody out there, I always tell people, you have to get started. You have to take a leap. You know, a lot of us, I was one of those people, you read so many self-help books and all these business books, but until you actually take action and take that leap, you're never going to make progress. And once you take that leap, consistency is the key. You know, you ask any high achiever, they're going to tell you that you have to be consistent in anything that you're doing, because from that consistency comes learning, comes collaborating, and just getting better with reps.
Man, well said. I echo all of that. And, you know, you can't be afraid to leap and jump. And there should be some fear. There should be some uncertainty. If it was easy, everyone would do it. But then once you start getting a little bit of success, there's always this little light at the end of the tunnel that you go towards and you keep going and it builds. And I mean, every day that you wake up and God blesses you to breathe air on this earth is a day to get started. So let's get started on the conversation around your New York Knicks. We start with the captain, Jalen Brunson, as Shams put out the report that, yeah, he twisted his ankle like we all saw. It's the same ankle he injured last year, and he's not going to play in the next game. But I get this feeling that it's going to be a little longer than we'd like. Tell us what you think about Jalen Brunson. I know he's game-to-game, day-to-day, but how long do you think this is going to be, and how will the Knicks respond and adapt without their star player?
Well, I think once the news came out, I think all of New York breathed a bit of a sigh of relief just to hear that it was the lowest grade of ankle sprain that he could have sustained. And so it's unfortunate because we saw last year he suffered a debilitating ankle injury to the same ankle against the Los Angeles Lakers. So it seems like those are going to be tricky injuries for Jalen Brunson to manage. But for the Knicks, I think, look, the key is going to be getting this entire team healthy by the time the playoffs start. That is when the real season starts for the Knicks. And so they're going to have to be smart about it. Obviously, if this were a playoff magnitude or playoff type of situation, Jalen Brunson would probably be playing tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. But the Knicks have to be smart, let him rest, and kill some clock. Because, like I said, it's all about getting to April and beyond.
Yeah, that's why I say like it's going to be a little bit more time, because I don't think there's any reason to rush this. I don't think they're going to rush this, because the whole thought this year was we're going to play our bench, we're going to have some depth, we're going to have some rotations, we're going to, you know, lower the minutes so that we can get to the end of the race and have everybody healthy. So this is just the first bump in the road. And, you know, I can't help but think about if this was Tom Thibodeau, how loud it would be. But with Mike Brown, there's some grace because he's new, and we know it was less than 2 minutes left in the game, 16-point deficit. It is what it is. It happens. But since it's a grade one sprain, it is what it is. But let's talk about Mike Brown. I like his style. I like how he called the players out. You know, I like him even early on in this season, trying to make some moves, benching Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart in the fourth quarter. I was watching the game the other night against Memphis, and I joked. I was like, is this a super team? The way they're moving the ball, the way that they're easily finding points in the paint, the way they're shooting the three. What can Brown do for you? Can you speak to what Mike Brown has done so far very early on, some 12 games in for the New York Knicks?
Yeah, well, so far you're seeing his vision, at least as it relates to the Knicks offense. The way that they do move the ball around, going into the game against the Magic, they were fifth in the NBA in passes made. The last season they finished about middle of the pack at around 15. And so you see the intention there of the offense in moving the ball and getting a lot of player movement with the goal of making the defense shift. And once that defense gets into a rotation, finding the open man, which for Mike Brown, hopefully ends up in being a corner three, which the Knicks have been excellent at in the NBA. And you look at Mikal Bridges, you look at OG Anunoby, their numbers from the corner three. I mean, they have been super efficient there. So, you know, that's certainly an advantage of the Brown offense. One thing that you're hearing from the players where Brown is much different than Tibbs is his transparency, and they feel like he has an open door policy. So he's coming in as being more of a player's coach, and it seems like they're already developing a good relationship with Mike Brown. And so, you know, the defense certainly has to catch up, but so far you're kind of seeing where Mike Brown's improvements have been on this team. And look, this is a tricky spot for him, coming in under all of this pressure, brand new team that he has to get used to, new rotations, and this is a brand new situation here for Mike Brown. But I think so far,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's been handling it well.
Yeah, I like the accountability factor. I feel like he came into a job that is so difficult to take on. He's really got no reason to not be this way. He said, no matter what we do on the floor, we're going to have the ability to score. But, you know, you take the regular season and you prepare yourself for the postseason. And if you just go out there and play the wrong way and win, you know, we're still probably going to score because we're talented. We got a lot of guys that can score, but it's not going to help us later on. Like I like his, like you said, his vision. I like his accountability. I like where he's at, being honest. And basically saying, we all know, right? Because everybody knows he's hired to take them to the next step, which is the finals. And the regular season is prep for the playoffs. And now this first bump in the road, I can't wait to see how they adjust, how they respond. The next question I have for you is about Mikal Bridges. I feel like he's slightly unlocked a little bit more in year two early on here with the Knicks. A lot of people pointed to him when they talked about those exit meetings with Tom Thibodeau, as him maybe being one of the louder voices, one of the players that were like, hey, you know, this guy didn't play the bench. We remember some of the things in the media and things that were said. But can you speak to what you've seen out of Mikal Bridges on both sides of the ball early on under Mike Brown?
Yeah, Mikal Bridges, he just looks way more comfortable in year two in New York. Again, another guy who came in last year in a new situation. He was playing in Phoenix, and yes, he went to an NBA Finals, and then he went on to Brooklyn, but this is New York. It's a completely different situation. The spotlight is much hotter, and I think Mikal Bridges, he struggled not just in adjusting to Tom Thibodeau's way of doing things, but also to the New York way of doing things. But this year, he looks way more comfortable. You can tell that he has the trust of Mike Brown and vice versa. Mike Brown talked up Mikal Bridges a ton, both in training camp and throughout the season, just praising him for coming in early, getting acclimated to the system, and you see that paying off right now. He just looks very comfortable in Mike Brown's system, shooting 45% from three right now, 52% from the field. And without Jalen Brunson, we'll see if it's going to be 1 week or maybe it's three or more. I think Mikal Bridges is going to benefit here. His usage rate will go up. And just as we saw last year when Jalen Brunson went out and Mikal Bridges, his offensive responsibilities increased, I think we're going to see that again this year in Mike Brown's system without Jalen Brunson.
We're on the phone right now with CP, the franchise from Knick Fan TV. You know, I remember early on last year with Karl Anthony Towns, people were talking about, yo, he's the best big man scorer we've ever had. Yo, he's the MVP of the team, Karl Anthony Towns. But it's always a winding road with Cat. It's like sometimes they love him, sometimes they hate him. Sometimes they think he's killing it. Sometimes they think he's soft. And going into this year, when he was asked about his role and he blank, you know, stared into the camera and then just said, like, I don't know. I didn't know if he was being coy, but, you know, early on in the season, it looked like he was just being honest. But as of late, he has come on. He looks more comfortable. Do you think there's been some obvious adjustments? And can you speak to what version of Karl Anthony Towns you think we're going to get now, especially with Jalen Brunson out?
Yeah, well, as Mike Brown put it to start the season, he thought that anyone who's playing the four or the five, and he named Karl Anthony Towns, he also named Gershon Yabusele to a lesser extent, it's one of the harder roles to get adjusted to in Mike Brown's new system. And that guy playing the four or the five, because Mike Brown's system is predicated on quicker decisions, I think at times you've seen Karl Anthony Towns get a bit crossed up in terms of, should he be facilitating? Should he be attacking the basket? Where does he need to be positioned to ensure that the Knicks have optimal spacing. And so you can see where the first few games, it really took him a little bit to get his wings under him. But then as of late, as you said, he has come on, and I've loved his ability as a passer, especially when the Knicks have a five-out spacing. You're seeing the wings cutting well off of Karl Anthony Towns passing. He is what Mike Brown had in Sabonis when Sabonis is in Sacramento. To a lesser extent, that's how he's been trying to use Karl Anthony Towns out of that high post. And look, with no Jalen Brunson, they're going to need more offensive output from Karl Anthony Towns from three as a playmaker as well. But one of the things I like is when he's not playing with Jalen Brunson, when he's running with some of the Knicks wings and Deuce McBride, it seems to unlock Karl Anthony Towns a little bit more. So I think he will benefit a little bit from Jalen's absence, and the Knicks, as a result, should be a little bit stronger on both ends of the floor when Towns is out there.
Last thing for you this stretch right here. We'll see what happens with the Knicks schedule coming up. You've got back-to-back games against the Miami Heat, who the Knicks lost to down there in Miami. It's always a tough place to play in their building. Then you go to Dallas and face the Mavs, and then you run it back with the Magic again, and you don't got to worry about going to Brooklyn to Barclays to face the Nets. But how do you think they're going to fare in this next stretch after coming off of a great homestand, a winning streak, and a lot of momentum built?
Winnable games, but tough games. And you think about starting on Friday, NBA Cup match, Miami Heat. Knicks losing the first matchup against the Heat in a game. You know, I was down there for that game. It was certainly a winnable game, but you know, Miami has surprised some teams just coming out of the season right now at 7-5. Norman Powell playing at near an all-star level. They won't have Bam Adebayo, but they're a good shooting team. Number one in the NBA in pace. And these next two games, Keith, Friday and Monday against Miami Heat, that's the season series. So that's going to determine who wins that regular season matchup, and you just don't know where the Miami Heat are going to end up finishing in the regular season. So for the Knicks, Friday and Monday are going to be important games for them to circle and win. And then they will travel over to Dallas. You know, that place is on fire right now with Nico Harrison being on the chopping block, and, you know, they seem to be in reset mode. So again, winnable game against Dallas. And then they head to Orlando where they'll be looking for revenge because, you know, the Magic came into the Garden last night and really dragged the Knicks across the bar. So, you know, tough matchups on the road. As you said, you don't really look at the Nets game as a road matchup, and then they'll go to Charlotte for another one in the QC.
Well, not the worst news with Brunson, and obviously a lot more ball left. Good luck to the Knicks, man. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Anytime, man. Always good to hear from you, man.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.